Blog Talk Radio.
Without singing about me, oh.
great Sunday morning, everybody. This is Christy Love. Thank you for tuning in to Gospel Craze on Craze Radio. You just heard Love Song by Canton Jones. It's kind of old, but it's one of my favorites, though. And I love Canton Jones music. But welcome to Gospel Craze. If you've never tuned in to Gospel Craze before, we play, you know, we give you some old school gospel, some new school gospel, but it's always the gospel that you really want to hear, you know, something to get your fingers popping and your neck snapping. So, like I said, thank you for joining us this morning. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/crazeradio, and that's Craze with a K. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at Craze Radio BTR. Thank you for tuning in to Gospel Craze. And this is Fred Hammond, Lord of the Harvest.
Put your hands together. Your Lord of the Harvest. And we worship you. We worship you this day. Lord of the Harvest. And we worship you. Let me hear the people of God say.
Lord of the Harvest. And we worship you.
We worship you this day.
Eternal
love remains. Haste to us.
y'all. It's Christy Love, and you just heard the sounds of Kelly Price, God's Gift to the World. Of course, well, the song is Jeff Major's song, but, you know, Kelly Price is the vocalist on the song. If you don't know, Jeff Majors is a professional harpist. He plays the harp, and he produces a lot of gospel music. He's from the DMV area, and people know how I feel about the DMV area. I feel like so much soul and culture and talent comes from there. You know, not any other areas, certainly not North Carolina, but it's just something about, you know, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland. It's something about that area that encompasses so much culture. I love it. I have a feeling that one day I'll actually move there. I really do feel it in my spirit. But yes, that was Jeff Majors on the harp and Kelly Price on the vocals. Speaking of Kelly Price, she is joining the reality TV circuit. And she's now casting for a reality TV show that will air. I'm not certain about the network yet, excuse me. But if you have a talent, if you are an actor, an actress, singer, dancer, model, designer, anything that requires talent to, you know, if you have a gift of something, she is looking for you. But the only thing is, you have to be, quote unquote, plus size. And this is for both male and female, you know. It doesn't matter if you're guy or girl, whatever. You just have to be plus size, you know, industry standard plus size, which is probably female over a size 10, really, truly, you know what I'm saying? But the name of the show is Too Fat for Fame. Kelly Price is the producer, and she is currently casting for the first season. I do feel like this show will be a hit because there is a lot of talent, you know, that we never see or, excuse me, is never discovered because of the size. And I'll say our size because I'm a larger woman, you know. But a lot of talent and gifts go unnoticed and unwanted because we are the size that we are. So Kelly Price is allowing the opportunity for those who have been turned down and who have been told no over and over again. This is your chance. So go and check that out. I think the official website is Too Fat for Fame. I do believe, and that's all spelled out, TOOFATFORFAMA.com. If that's not the website, you can definitely go to Too Fat for Fame Facebook page, and that's simply Facebook.com/ Too Fat for Fame, or you can go to Kelly Price Facebook, or you can check her out on Twitter. She's always promoting it there, and that's Kelly Price For Real at Twitter. And that's the number 4, and Kelly Price, number 4, Real, on Twitter. let me just read what it says, because there's like a YouTube video with all of the instructions on what you are to do and how you are to submit your videos. It says, Too Fat for Fame will follow the lives of several individuals who are struggling to make their dreams come true in Hollywood. They are big on talent, big on drive, and in the eyes of many, too big to make it in the world of entertainment. The mission instructions are, let's see. It says general screening for casting of the show will be by video submission only. We are casting all plus-size talent. Video submission should include a short performance of whatever your talent is, whether it be singing, dancing, playing an instrument, monologues, acting, modeling, whatever, and a brief videotape pre-screening statement from you explaining your struggle with weight, image of how you feel is kept you from breaking into the industry. Models should include photos and a video. Entries will be automatically disqualified if they do not include a video audition and a statement from you. So please include your contact information, including an email address and a telephone number, and keep all video submissions under 5 minutes. email your videos to submissions@toofatforfame.com. So that is the website, toofatforfame.com. Or upload them at youtube.com/toofatforfameTV. Can you upload your videos on somebody else's page? I don't know. Or you may provide a link via email to your own YouTube page. Okay, maybe that's what she meant. So, Too Fat for Frame reality show season one. She's casting for it. Of course, it'll probably catch on because Kelly Price is included in the new cast of Divas. What is the Divas show with Faith and R&B Divas. She's on the new season, the LA version of R&B Divas. So I'm pretty sure you will see her, going in on that reality show on R&B Divas. So there you have it. Kelly Price is giving the fat people a chance, Lord Jesus. So thank you, Kelly, for that. Because, we do sometimes need a voice louder than our own. So kudos to you, Kelly. I'm going to keep it moving because this is only an hour show today. If you're just tuning in, I'm Christy Love. This is Gospel Craze on Craze Radio. Please join us each Sunday as we give you the best in gospel music. And coming up next is one of my favorite groups, Mary Mary. And this is a song they had with Fred Hammond. Let me see if I can find that. And I probably don't have it. Yes, I do. This is Mary Mary, Fred Hammond. In this love.
When you say love, you use it so lightly. But when I think of it, this is what comes to me. Loving me where I am, how I am. Just for who I am, all my good and bad. Sure, you think it's not a possibility. Something so pure, it changes me. And after all these years, it's still the same. Just as strong as it was.
beat, are you down?
Down, girl.
Best beat, are you down?
Down, girl.
Deep low, are you down?
Down, girl.
We see, are
you
know
I'm down.
It's Ramaya.
Every check that I had written, boom.
I don't hear you now.
And there was no one that'll pull me back from my feet.
Then I heard a voice that I made a choice to follow.
Even though I'm not where I wanna be, I thank you for saving me.
Hey, y'all, it's Chrissy Love. That was Donna Lawrence, Encourage Yourself. That's always an inspirational song. You know, when you're feeling down and you're going through something, play that song and it'll lift you right up, I promise you. Moving along to the sick and shut-in list today, that would be me. I was involved in a car accident on the 5th of June. Taxi cab driver who was driving with a suspended license ran her red light as I was taking off from my green turning light arrow. So I crashed right into her. And, you know, of course, I was driving a safety utility, a sports utility vehicle built around safety. So I didn't get, you know, seriously hurt, but there was some damage done to the front of my vehicle. I really didn't get a chance to see how much damage was done to her small taxi cab. She was on like a Mitsubishi Mirage or Galant or something like that. It knocked her back on the other side of the intersection. So hopefully she was okay. I have no idea. The police officer said that she was pretty much okay, but she was going to the hospital as well. But she tried to say that her light was green and she did not run a light. So it could have been me against her, basically, my word against her word. And luckily, the driver that was beside me in the inside turning lane who saw her coming through her light did not take off. But because I was, you know, on the other side of him, he was on a great big escalator or something. You know, I couldn't see around him, so I took off, and that's how I smashed into it. But luckily, he came back around and told the police officers that, you know, she ran her light, and nobody else came through the intersection but her. So, lady, come on now. So, I don't know who the driver was, but I just want to, you know, thank God that he came back around and told the police exactly what happened, because it would be much more drama than I'm going through now. My car truck was total loss. It was almost paid for. Oh, my God, I'm so heartbroken because I've been paying on the car for 5 years. I got the car when it was practically brand new, you know. I've been paying on it for 5 years. I had one more year to go. Looking forward to being payment-free, you know. Overall, it was a pretty good truck. You know, it had its issues. But I was so in love with it, and, you know, it's gone. It's gone. It's just gone. Total loss. But I'm lucky to be alive. I'm blessed to be alive. And, you know, I'm banged up a little bit. I have what some would say are minor injuries, but major enough for me to, you know, had to be taken out of work by the doctor. So just pray for my strength, please. Yeah, so I'm on the sickest shut-in list this week and last week and next week and Lord knows how long, because I'm thinking I have nerve damage. So, you know, that could take forever to recover from. You know, some people never, ever recover from nerve damage. So let's just pray that I'm better as the days and months and the years go by. Okay, moving right along, this is gospel praise. I had a bit of gospel news to tell you. Let me see. Pastor William Murphy, most of us know him from yes, praise is what I do. Yeah, we all know that song, right? Yeah, well, he was arrested and detained in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is not gossip for those Christians that are listening talking about she gossip. This is not gossip. This is headline deep, okay? Was arrested and detained at Hartsfield, Atlanta Airport. Atlanta, Georgia Airport for carrying a gun, a loaded 9mm gun, had 10 rounds of ammunition onto his flight. He was about to take off and go somewhere, I don't know. But the gun was in his carry-on. I guess he said he forgot it was in there. That's what most people say. That get caught. But it was loaded. But nonetheless, he was and this was like just a few days before this, he was consecrated to bishop, you know, from pastor to bishop. And he's pastor or bishop over the Dream Center Church in the Atlanta area. It's not directly in Atlanta, but, you know, on the outskirts somewhere. But let's pray for Pastor, well, Bishop William Murphy, and hopefully, you know, he'll get through these charges, you know. I can understand. Now, the reason why I think he won't get in a lot of trouble from this is because he actually has a license to carry the weapon, but because it was quote-unquote concealed and he didn't go through the proper channels to get it checked in with luggage, then, you know, it causes a problem and, you know, airport security alerted the police, and he was actually arrested. So, let's keep our prayers out for Bishop William Murphy. But I'm going to go ahead and play this beautiful song that you all love. This is Praise Is What I Do, Pastor William Murphy.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
Atlanta, and hope that he doesn't have to serve jail time for those gun charges. If you're just tuning in, this is Gospel Praise on Praise Radio. And we're about to get into a triple play of Jay Moss. Let's do it.
Yeah, my man Jay. Come on, drop.
I need to know what you do for me.
Let the brother go on. I begin to think, God, I'm glad this man didn't hit my ride. of my eye. And if I don't move my head, I know that I'd be dead. Dead over languaging what could make a man so angry. At them lies, like a twinkle in my eye. I kissed her, she kissed me, and now who's wrong? And losing their home. If I do it one time, what really would the consequences be? I let a 30-minute night kill a long-term dream. And my family,
now she's got that baby.
Saying, what have you done lately? Don't let a one-night stand come between you and your promise.
I can't wait. Why?
That was J Moss with one of his latest singles from his last project, and that was God's Got It. It's time for us to connect with our creator, you know, make sure you have a loving relationship with God, the one who created you. And, you know, your life will be so much easier. Our show is about to end. Before I end, I want to let you Twinkie lovers know that Hostess says that Twinkies and other snacks will be back on shelves starting July 15th. So in 3 weeks, all you Twinkie lovers will have your snacks back. I never liked Twinkies. They feel mushy in your mouth. I don't like that. So, yeah, thank you for tuning in with me today. This is Christy Love. You can follow me on Twitter at Christy Love NC, KristyLoveNC. And, of course, you can follow Gospel Craze, Craze with a K, on Twitter as well. Check us out and like us on Facebook.com/Craze Radio. You can get all the information at the top of the show. All of the information is there. You have links. To MediaCraze.me if you want to check that out. We have music entertainment. And we're also offering sponsor packages. If you would like to sponsor a radio show or segments of our Craze radio shows, go to MediaCraze.me and look on the sidebar and click on the sponsor graphic, I guess. And all of the information is there. Packages starting at $5. On up to $45. It's a deal. You can't, you know, beat that, those prices. So make sure you go and check that out. Whether you have websites, companies, businesses, if you're an artist, a DJ, whatever, if you're a regular person, you want to sponsor one of our segments or, you know, the whole show, there's a package there for you. And with that, you get free promotion. So support us while we support you, you know? But once again, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we'll be back next Sunday. Check us out on Tuesdays. We have Real Talk with 747 AKO. Wednesdays, they have What's Hot Wednesday, New Hip Hop and R&B. And Thursdays, they have Throwback Thursdays. So check us out. Be back next Sunday. And we're leaving this segment, this show with Kimberell, Karen Clark Shearer, Dorinda Clark Cole, Yolanda Adams, Missy Elliott, Higher Ground, the remix.
Oh yeah. Oh. I'm moving higher ground.
I'm moving on. Can nothing stop me now?
Yeah.
I'm pressing on.
Ooh.
certain situations, people, places, and things I must overcome. 'Cause there's a battle to be won. With my mind set on higher things, these things have become my footstool. I'm determined to reach my goal. I need peace for my soul. Oh,
I'm moving on.
That's why I'm moving on.
Can't nothing stop me now.
I'm pressing on.
I'm pressing on.
Pressing on the upward way, brand new heights I'm gaining every day. No higher place that I really have found. Lord,
plant
my feet on
higher ground.
Nobody but Jesus.
When I was down and no one was there, he passed.